So my name is Rebecca Prince-Ruiz. I'm the executive director of the not-for-profit Plastic Free Foundation. Our vision is a world without plastic waste, and we lead the Plastic Free July Challenge globally, but based out of Perth in Western Australia.
Let's start with the origin story. Where did the idea come from?
So the idea of Plastic Free July was actually a personal decision. So I never set out to start a movement, to start a campaign. I just set out to change myself, and what went into my own family's bin, well, more importantly, what didn't go into my family's bin. So I'd always felt really good about recycling. Like if I put out a full recycling bin, I was doing the planet a favour. And it's not that recycling is not important, but I just realised in that moment that actually the more we can do to not put in that bin, the more of an impact we're going to have. And I've always been, thought of myself as quite sustainably minded and just try to live as lightly as I can. And so when I went home that night and I was putting out my recycling, it suddenly went from this feel-good thing to how did I come to have this item in the first place and what other choices could I have made? So I went to work the next day and said flippantly, I'm going to go try and avoid single-use plastics next month, and the rest is history. And yeah, so that was back in 2011, and my colleagues and some of our volunteers joined in. So there were about 40 of us that first year that just tried to do it, and we did it together. I think we used to send around a circular email each week, and because it was hard, it was actually much harder than I thought it was going to be, because I always took my own shopping bags and was way too stingy to buy bottled water. So I thought I was pretty good, and it's such an eye-opener to try and avoid plastic. So it was good to do it with other people to get ideas and also a bit of moral support, because people weren't really talking about it then either.
Yeah, well, all right. I have so many questions about your own personal experience, but I guess maybe I'll jump into people have a tendency to think differently about the efficacy of their actions based on the amount of time that it takes. And it struck me that, you know, Plastic Free July, there you go. There's a month that feels doable. That's a doable amount of time. Is that something that you thought about when designing Plastic Free July?
Yeah, it was. Like, you know, to be honest, like I didn't think it was just a spontaneous reaction to seeing the problem. I thought it just was like, yep, I'm going to do it next month. But I think as it grew and it became a campaign, it kind of formed itself. And the reason I think it's been successful is that it was just a month. And then as we actually started to formalise this thing that had a life of its own, we actually gave people options and we said, look, just try it for a day, do it for the week, try it for the whole month. So like the month was kind of like the maximum. And what we were wanting to happen once it had become this kind of formalised intentional effort was we obviously want behaviour change to continue beyond. It's not just about July. We want behaviour changes to continue. But by putting that time frame around it, it made it achievable.
So some of the research that Adrian Camilleri has looked at from the UTS Business School is people's ability to participate in things like Plastic Free July based on essentially the barrier to entry. So it has to be low enough for people to be willing to participate. So you give people, as you mentioned, daily and weekly ideas or challenges that are quite doable. Is that something that you've, I guess, designed to bring people on board for the full month?
Yeah, again, it's a good question. So again, it's interesting because we never set out to start a campaign, but because it was myself and a group of people who were just trying to do the right thing, trying to reduce plastic. At the outset, it was very intuitive. It was very, what we did was really us trying to navigate the way personally through the problem. Now as a campaign and as a not-for-profit, we work very closely with a behavioural economist, and the campaign is very focused on making it doable, making it easy, and most importantly, appealing to a wide audience and not just targeting the already eco-aware. We want everyone to take steps to reduce it by 5%, by 10%, because I think that's where we're really going to have impact.
Yeah, and it strikes me that that also is more effective when it comes to your ultimate goal, as I understand it, in that by making it not a strict, whatever you said, 64-step program where people have to do X before they do Y, you've made it so it's their own personal journey, and then people don't get discouraged when they, like myself, purchase something and then realize that there's a plastic ring on the top of it in the middle of Plastic Free July, and then you think, oh, it's done, the whole thing's over. You kind of allow yourself to learn as you go, because there's that individual choice within the program.
Yeah, exactly. And we've always been focused on, you know, what people can do rather than what they can't do. And I'll often get, we'll get lots of comments on the 1st of July saying, oh, I failed, I got a plastic straw in my drink and I didn't even think. And I say, well, you haven't failed, because before you took on the challenge, you would have just ordered a drink and you would have got a plastic straw and you wouldn't have even seen that straw. Now you've seen that straw, and the first thing, before we can actually change our behaviour, we need to be aware of the problem. And so I think what it does is it brings this awareness and this consciousness, and it allows us to just tackle things one step at a time, form new habits and make a difference.
What do you see as the ideal outcome of Plastic Free July, either on a behavioral level, a cultural level, or a consumer or government level? What's the ideal outcome that motivates you?
Well, I think the ideal outcome for me is the vision of the foundation, which is a world without plastic waste. We acknowledge that plastic is a useful material, but our concerns around the issue is obviously the way that we're using it as a society, which is very obviously completely unsustainable. Whereas Plastic Free July is around behaviour change and waste avoidance. I don't think that there is one silver bullet to this plastic waste issue, but I think what my vision for plastic and my aim for Plastic Free July is that by building and through building a movement of personal awareness and personal engagement and action, that by getting everyone involved in this, so by all of us taking steps to reduce and refuse single-use plastics as best we can and questioning our businesses around the use of this material, that community level concern and action leads to government and businesses taking responsibility, so that we then redesign and rethink and reuse the way this material is made, and the government's put in place the policies necessary for that to happen at a business level.
Rebecca Prince Ruiz, thank you so much for taking the time out of your Plastic Free July to speak with us.
Thanks very much, and thanks for taking the challenge yourself.